Hi there, I'm Sam Rashidiak. I'm the author of Living to 100%, The 10 Unbreakable Rules of Time Management, 7 Minutes Motivation, and this is my latest project. It's called Balanced Circles. Every day, we go through our online social feeds on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, etc., and we get bombarded by literally hundreds and even thousands of information. Some may be useful, some may not. Some may be funny, and some are sad. You sometimes wonder how much of these you would actually retain in your head after a while. Now, Facebook introduced a while back a feature. They called it Memories, when you can actually check some of your posts years before on the same exact day of today. I saw some of the posts that were literally 9 years old and I could still remember them like they were yesterday, while some that were only 1 year old, like last year on the same day, I really had no memory of them at all. It was like I was reading a post from a complete stranger. Now, for some reason, I can still remember that particular post from 9gag. It's called the most motivational poster ever. And it's too simple and yet very powerful that it hurts to ignore it. So I'm going to describe this poster to you. It's a black box. Inside of it, the most motivational poster ever. And they only put two formulas, two mathematical formulas. The first one is 1.01 to the power of 365 equals, and the second one is 0.99 to the power of 365 equal. Think about it a little bit if you put a calculator and start putting those numbers to understand what is the result, you'd be literally surprised. You see, when you put something to the power of another number, so let's say you put 1 to the power of 1, it's only 1. If you put 2 to the power of 1, it's still 2. When you put 2 to the power of 2, it means like 2 times 2, right? So you have 4 and so on. So 1.01 to the power of 365 equals 37.8. So 1.01 to the power of 365 equals 37.8. Imagine. While 0.99 to the power of 365 equals 0.03. Now, what do that mean? So if I put 1 to the power of 365, I will still have 1, because 1 times 1 times 1 times 1, 365, it will still equals 1. However, if I add 0.1 to that 1, okay, so if I add 1% every day, 365 days, it will give me 37.8. However, if I remove that 1%, so I instead of having 1, I'm having 0.99 times 365, it will equal to 0.03. So that 1% makes a huge, 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 huge difference over time. So the meaning is very simple. If you put 1% extra effort in your work, life, relationship, whatever you want to call it, practically, if you put 1% extra effort in anything, every day for 1 year, you will get 37.8 times improvement. While the opposite of that, if you put 1% less effort in anything every day for 1 year, chances are that it would deteriorate until it reaches 3% of its original size. I don't know about you, but for me, that's like powerful. I know a lot of relationships that went horribly wrong despite that they were doing and going incredibly right over 7-10 years. I also know a lot of companies that were all over the news and considered like the top with really no evidence that things could go wrong. And yet, things did go wrong. And they were out of the market in a very strong record time. So how about that simple employee with a simple salary who managed to save money enough for him to buy a house and have a positive financial balance, while another who makes 5 times is so in debt that no matter how much he earns, he loses? There you go. Let's first divide the improvement into 2 categories. First one is incremental improvements, and the second is strategic improvements. Now, incremental improvements to your life, work, relationship, etc., are the ones that you make to keep things alive and more relevant in a changing world. Think of the incremental improvements as being everyday things that you need to fix, improve, like, for example, having a door that produces noise every time you open it, so you go and fix it. Or let's say you cut on some of the steps in a specific process, and at the end, improving it overall. And the second type is a strategic improvement. These are selective types of improvements that you would know that they would present a significant change in your life one way or the other. Think of strategic improvement like taking the decision to take a class or continue to a master's degree or changing careers or traveling to a new country. These changes or improvements, once done, would have a significance and a significant effect on you. Now, what would I like you to take out from this episode? Of course, we started by emphasizing on the importance of everyday improvement that can start by simply reading 1 page of a book, literally. Every day, take a book, open it, read 1 page, close it, and then leave. Eventually, 365 days later, you have 1 to 2 books. Just 1 page. 1 page. Imagine. And then, if you plan those improvements strategically, for example, if you have plans to change career one day from, let's say, IT to marketing, or from legal to finance, it would be wise and worth it to start by focusing your improvement plan, your direction, your focus, towards where you would like to go. So for example, if you don't speak French and you start by learning just one word every day, over a period of time you will move to sentences and then to paragraphs and then to articles and so on. So again, as a recap, it really, really is insignificant sometimes, the small change that you can do. If that small change is positive, it will lead to an incredible change after a period of time. As long as you consistently move into that direction. If you save 1% of your salary every month over a period of time, it will make a difference. And then you will start moving to 2%, to 5%, to 10%. And if you decrease the attention, the improvement by only 1% of anything, starting from relationship to your relation with yourself, to your improvement plan, and so on, only 1%, you will go from being a 100% to 3%. 1 year later. Imagine. If you like this episode and you'd like to learn more about it, go to balancedcircles.com or to samershidiak.com. It was a pleasure talking to you, and I'm looking forward to our next episode.